И что с починили?
Браманда Брамати Кон, Бхагаван Джир, Гуру Кришна Прасад, Бхаи Бхакти Лата Бич. Браманда, in Sanskrit, Браманда means universe.
Браманда, на санскриту Браманда значит свемир.
Браманда Брамати Кон, Бхагаван Джир, we've been transmigrating from one universe to the next.
Мы смо се селили из одного свемира в другой.
From one species of life to the next.
Из одного облика живота, из одной животной vrste в другу.
From one body to the next.
Из одного тела в друга.
Life after life.
Живот за животом.
Trying to enjoy this material creation.
Покушавајући уживати у овој материјалној креацији.
This is what we've been doing.
То је оно што смо чинили.
Sometimes we take our birth on higher planets.
Понекад се рађемо на вишим планетима.
Sometimes we take our birth on middle planets where the earth is situated.
Ponekad na središnjim planetarnim sistemima gdje se zemlja nalazi.
Sometimes due to sinful activity or demoniac desires, we take birth on lower planets or in lower species.
Ponekad zbog griješnih djelatnosti ili demonskih želja rađamo se na nižim planetarnim sistemima gdje žive niže vrste.
Like this, going from universe to universe, planet to planet, species of life to species of life.
Tako se selimo iz svemira u svemir sa planeta na planet iz jedne životne vrste u drugu.
Now Vedic knowledge is very exact. It's actually scientific.
Vedsko znanje je vrlo praktično, zapravo je vrlo znanstveno.
Nowadays there's a contrast between science and religion. They're diametrically opposed.
Danas postoji velika razlika između religije i znanosti, zapravo su dijametralno suprotne.
You'll never get the scientist and the theologian to agree on anything.
Nikad se neki znanstvenik neće složiti sa nekim teologom ni o čemu.
But because of the vast amount of knowledge that is there in the Vedic literatures like Bhagavad Gita, it is the perfect synthesis between science and religion.
No međutim, vedsko znanje je ogromno i recimo kao ova Bhagavad Gita, ona je savršena sinteza znanosti i religije.
This book of Bhagavad Gita can answer any question one has about the material world or the spiritual world.
Ova knjiga Bhagavad Gita može odgovoriti na svako pitanje koje imamo, bilo da se radi o materijalnom svijetu ili duhovnom.
How is that possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Because it's spoken by the person who created all that is material and all that is spiritual.
Jer ju je izgovorila osoba koja je stvorila sve što je materijalno i sve što je duhovno.
If you create something, you know more about it than anyone else.
Ako nešto stvorite, onda znate o tome više od bilo koga drugog.
So Krishna says, aham savasya pabavo matta sarvam pavartate. I am the source of all that is material and all that is spiritual.
I Krishna kaže, ja sam izvor svega što je duhovno i što je materijalno.
So Krishna knows perfectly about the material energy and the spiritual energy.
I Krishna zna, poznaje savršeno i materijalnu i duhovnu energiju.
He is the perfect scientist.
On je savršeni znanstvenik.
He doesn't have to speculate, he knows very well how everything is working.
On ne mora špekulirati, on savršeno zna kako sve funkcionira.
So Krishna says, in this material creation, there are 8,400,000 species of life.
I Krishna kaže, u ovom svemiru postoji 8,400,000 vrsta života.
Right? Scientific knowledge must be very detailed.
Znanstveno znanje mora biti vrlo detaljno.
8,400,000 species of life.
8,400,000 vrsta života.
I think our modern scientists, we must give them credit, they have discovered about, well, almost 4 million.
Mislim da su moderni znanstvenici, moramo im priznati tu zaslugu, otkrili oko 4 miliona vrsta.
But the fact is, there's 8,400,000 species.
Ali činjenica da postoji 8,400,000 vrsta.
And the living entity, when he leaves the kingdom of God and comes to this world, the soul, generally, transmigrates to each of these species of life.
I kada živo biće, duša napusti duhovni svijet i dođe u ovaj materijalni svijet, ono obično prolazi kroz sve ove oblike života.
This is evolution.
To se zove evolucija.
Not Darwinian evolution.
Ne darwinistička evolucija.
Where one material body through mutation turns into another type of body. No.
gdje jedno materijalno tijelo, zahvaljujući mutacijama, postaje drugo materijalno tijelo, pretvara se u drugo.
Real evolution is the transmigration of the soul from one body to another.
Prava evolucija je prelazak duše iz jednog tijela u drugo.
Krishna describes the spiritual evolution in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna opisuje duhovnu evoluciju u Bhagavad Giti.
Bhagavad Gita, Gita means song.
Gita znači pjesma.
So you don't actually speak Gita, you sing Gita.
Mi zapravo ne govorimo Gitu, mi u stvari pjevamo Gitu.
So I'm obliged to sing the verse of spiritual evolution for you.
I iz toga trebam, ja sam zapravo prisiljen na taj način pjevati ovaj stih o duhovnoj evoluciji vama.
Dehinosmin yatadehe kovanam yovanam jara tatate antaras praptir dhirastatanamuyanti. As the embodied soul continually passes from the body of a baby to a boy to a youth to an old man, similarly, the soul passes into another body at death.
Kao što utjelovljena duša prolazi kroz različita tijela od djetinjstva, mladosti do starosti na sličan način, duša napušta ovo tijelo, izlazi iz ovog tijela u trenutku smrti.
What determines which particular species of life or body you take?
A što odlučuje o tome koju će, u koju će drugu vrstu života ući, koje drugo tijelo?
Right. In Christian theology, it is either heaven or hell.
Prema kršćanskoj teologiji to je ili raj ili pakao.
That's not really wrong, it's just making it very simple, it's very simplistic.
To nije pogrešno, to je samo jako pojednostavljeno.
There's much more detailed information in Bhagavad Gita.
U Bhagavad Giti postoje mnogo detaljnije obavijesti.
So where do you go at the time of death?
I kamo odlazimo u trenutku smrti?
Which of the 8,400,000 species of life do you get?
Koji oblik od 8,400,000 vrsta života ćemo dobiti?
Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajate yanta kalevaram. Whatever mentality, whatever desires you have at the moment of death, that will determine which birth you take next.
Kakvu god želju ćemo imati u trenutku smrti, kakav god da smo mentalitet razvili i u trenutku smrti je prisutan, to će odlučiti tu vrstu tijela ćemo dobiti.
Just like this evening, when the program is over, we'll all leave this hall and we'll go to many different destinations.
Upravo kao što ćemo večeras, kada ovaj program završi, napustiti ovu dvoranu i razići se i otići na mnoga različita mjesta.
We'll go home.
Neki će otići kući.
Go to a friend's house.
Ili u kuću naših prijatelja.
We'll go to the restaurant.
Ili u restoran.
We'll go for a walk.
Ili ćemo prošetati.
We'll go to the temple.
Otići u hram.
So many destinations.
Na tolika mnoga različita mjesta, odredišta.
So life is also like that.
Takav je i život.
You see. So we have to go through this evolution. Everyone's obliged.
I mi moramo proći kroz tu evoluciju. Svi smo prisiljeni na to.
You can't say to death, "No, no. I'm going to stay here. I like this body. Go away, death."
Mi ne možemo reći smrti, "Ne, ne. Ja ću ostati ovdje. Meni se sviđa ovo tijelo. Odlazi od mene."
We have a saying in America, English, "Time and tide wait for no man."
Mi imamo izreku na engleskom koja kaže da vrijeme i plima ne čekaju ni na koga.
Right. Trying to stop time or trying to stop death is like going to the ocean and putting your arms out and say, "Nope, no tide today, you all, the ocean, you stay right where you are. I built a castle on the sand, you stay, no.
To je kao da pokušavamo zaustaviti plimu na sličan način, ako pokušamo zaustaviti smrt. Ne dolazi u obzir. Danas neće biti plime, tako isto. Ne možemo zaustaviti smrt.
Neither can you stop death.
Na sličan način ne možemo zaustaviti smrt.
We'll be forced to leave this body.
Mi ćemo biti prisiljeni napustiti ovo tijelo.
And you'll be forced to take another body.
I bit ćemo prisiljeni uzeti novo tijelo.
And this has been going on for how long?
I koliko dugo se to zbiva već?
For millions of years.
Milionima godina.
For billions of years.
milijardama godina.
For trillions of years.
Trilionima.
It's been going on since time immemorial.
To se zbiva od pameti vijeka.
But because we don't have an education like Gita is teaching us, we think this is our first and only life.
Budući da nemamo takva učenja, nemamo dijela knjigu kao što je Bhagavad Gita, mi mislimo da je ovo naše prvo rođenje.
So therefore eat, drink and be happy, for tomorrow we die and there's nothing after death anyway.
I stoga pijmo, jedimo i dobro se zabavljajmo, jer sutra ćemo umrijeti, a nakon smrti onako nema više ništa.
We make no plans for the future.
Nemamo praviti planove za budućnost.
But according to Bhagavad Gita, there is a future, there's an eternal future.
No, međutim, prema Bhagavad Giti postoji budućnost, postoji vječna budućnost.
And we should make plans.
I stoga trebamo raditi planove.
That you can do in the human form of life.
To možemo činiti u ljudskom obliku života.
After waiting 8,400,000 births, finally, the human form of life.
Nakon što smo čekali 8,400,000 vrsta života, prolazili kroz njih, konačno došli smo u ljudski oblik života.
Now what do I do? Now what do I do?
Sada što učiniti?
Atato brahma jenasya, become self-realized.
Trebamo postati samospoznati.
Understand your higher spiritual nature.
Pokušajmo shvatiti našu višu duhovnu prirodu.
Don't be attached to this temporary body which is subject to destruction at any moment.
Nemojmo biti vezani za ovo materijalno tijelo koje je podložno uništenju i može biti uništeno u svakog trenutka.
But realize who you really are.
Već pokušajmo shvatiti tko smo u istinu.
Don't look in the mirror and think that's you.
Nemojte gledati u ogledalo i misliti to sam ja.
No, you are the soul within the body.
Mi smo duše u tijelu.
But you know little if anything about your real self.
A o tim dušama mi znamo vrlo malo, ako uopće znamo išta.
So inquire.
Stoga raspitujmo se.
And try to discover your spiritual nature.
I pokušajmo shvatiti našu duhovnu prirodu.
Your spiritual nature, the Supreme Lord's spiritual nature.
Našu duhovnu prirodu, duhovnu prirodu vrhovnog gospodina.
And your intimate relation with him.
I naš intimni odnos s njim.
This is the goal of life.
To je cilj života.
Of course we have many other things we have to do.
Naravno, mi imamo i mnoge druge stvari koje moramo učiniti.
Right? We have to take care of our body.
Moramo voditi brigu o našem tijelu.
It's a very valuable instrument which God has given us.
To je vrlo vrijedan instrument koji nam je dao Bog.
We have to take care of our immediate family.
Moramo voditi brigu o našoj obitelji.
We have obligations to our work.
I također imamo obaveze prema našem poslu.
We have obligations to society.
Imamo obaveze prema društvu.
We have obligations to humanity.
I obaveze prema čovječanstvu.
And that's okay.
To je u redu.
But that's not the goal.
Ali to nije cilj.
Because one day you have to die and leave it all behind.
Jer jednog dana ćemo morati umrijeti i ostaviti sve za sobom.
Right. At death you have to leave everything behind.
U trenutku smrti sve to moramo ostaviti za sobom.
You come into this world naked and you leave this world naked. You can't take one, what do you call it, the money here?
Lipa.
Lipa. You can't take one lipa with you.
Mi dolazimo u ovaj svijet goli i odlazimo iz ovog svijeta goli. Ne možemo ponijeti ni jednu lipu sa sobom.
The Egyptian kings, they tried to do that.
Egipatski kraljevi, oni su to pokušavali učiniti. Right.
You know what the pyramids are? They're big tombstones, actually. They're big graves.
Znate što su piramide? To su veliki grobovi.
Right? The kings, before they died, they built underground a beautiful, like, home, actually. And they had so much jewelry and so many servants and so many things like that. They kept it all there. And when they died, they were placed in there and it was sealed and they built a pyramid.
Egipatski kraljevi su tijekom života izgradili velike piramide i zapravo ispod tih kamenih piramida nalazio se cijeli praktički dom, njihov stan, i sa mnogim različitim prostorijama i unutra su imali razno razne dragocjenosti, dragulje i slično, i čak i sluge i slično, tako da u trenutku smrti oni bi bili spremljeni ondje, postavljeni ondje u te piramide sa idejom da će uživati u svemu tome.
But although they made all that endeavor, according to Gita, they couldn't take one piece of gold with them.
No međutim, iako su toliki napor, toliki trud uložili u sve to skupa, prema Bhagavad Giti, oni nisu mogli ni jedan zlatan novčić ponijeti
so
sa sobom.
We enter the stage with nothing, and we leave the stage with nothing.
Dakle, mi dolazimo na pozornicu bez ičega i odlazimo s pozornice bez ičega.
So we should utilize the things of this world to keep body and soul together.
I mi trebamo koristiti stvari u ovom svijetu da bismo održali tijelo i dušu zajedno.
But we should always remember there's an ultimate purpose to life, there's a goal to life, there's something we have to achieve, each and every one of us as a human being.
No međutim, uvijek se trebamo sjećati da postoji svrha života, da postoji cilj u životu i da svatko od nas u ljudskom obliku treba to pokušati dostići.
And that is self-realization.
A to je samospoznaje.
So we should keep that in mind.
Trebamo to uvijek imati na umu.
Find the balance in our lives.
I trebamo ostvariti taj tu finu ravnotežu u životu.
Don't get too distracted from the goal.
Nemojte biti previše, nemojte dozvoliti da budete previše skrenuti od toga.
Just like an Olympic athlete.
Upravo kao?
Olympic athlete.
Upravo kao olimpijski atletičari.
Right. He's doing many things, maybe he's going to school, maybe he's married, he's working, whatever.
On radi mnoge različite stvari. On možda ide u školu, školuje se, možda je oženjen i slično.
But he makes sure every day he works out.
Ali on vodi računa o tome da svaki dan vježba.
He goes to the gym. He's working out every day. He's got many things to do, but the Olympics are 4 years away, 3 years away, 2 years away, 1 year away. He knows one day he's going to have to go on the track or the field and he's going to have to perform.
On ide i obavlja tolike mnoge dužnosti u tijeku dana i radi razno razne stvari, no međutim svjestan je toga da će jednog dana doći olimpijske igre za 4 godine, za 3 godine, za 2 godine, za godinu doći će ponovno olimpijske igre i on mora biti spreman i stoga svakodnevno vježba.
Right. So you should know one day you have to die.
I na sličan način vi trebate znati, jednog dana ćete umrijeti.
And there is life after death.
A postoji život nakon smrti.
And what you do now will determine what birth you take.
Ono što činite sada odlučit će o tome kako ćete rođenje dobiti u sljedećem.
So as not to take another birth, but to go back to the spiritual world, you have to practice spiritual life a little bit every day.
I ako se ne želite ponovno roditi, već želite otići u duhovni svijet, onda morate prakticirati sada u tijeku života.
Otherwise when the Olympics come and you try to lift the weight, you can't even lift it 1 inch off the ground.
Inače kad dođu olimpijske igre i kad pokušate podići teret sa zemlje, nećete ga moći podići niti centimetar.
Another analogy?
Još jedna analogija.
When you go through the airport, at least in most Western European countries.
Kad odete na aerodrom u većini zapadnih zemalja.
Nowadays it's like a, you know, like a shopping center in the airports.
Ti aerodromi su danas poput nekakvih shopping centara.
Right? Like Heathrow, Heathrow Airport in London.
Kao Heathrow aerodrom u zračna luka u Londonu.
Between the time you walk into the airport and you get to the gate where your plane is taking off, you have to walk about 1 kilometer.
Od trenutka kad uđete u zračnu luku pa do trenutka kad izađete kroz vrata prema avionu morate hodati gotovo kilometar.
And all along the way are different shops.
I cijelim putem tu su unaokolo svuda dućani.
You can get a pair of shoes, you can get some socks, you can get the pants, you can get a shirt, you can get a tie, you can get a haircut, you can get something to eat.
Možete kupiti cipele, možete kupiti jaknu, možete kupiti kravatu, možete se ošišati, možete nešto pojesti, toliko mnogo stvari.
You can buy a camera, you can buy a watch, you can buy jewelry, I mean, anything you want.
možete kupiti kameru, možete kupiti sat, možete kupiti dragulje, praktički što želite.
This is to facilitate the passengers.
To su tako različite pogodnosti za putnike.
But the airport authorities have found out there's one problem with all these facilities.
No, međutim, oni koji vode aerodrome su otkrili da postoji jedan problem sa svim tim pogodnostima za putnike.
What is that?
A koje je to?
That many passengers miss the plane.
Da mnogi putnici propuštaju let.
Right? They're trying the tie on, trying the pants on, looking at the buying the watch or you know eating and oh my gosh, I missed my plane. Oh no. Krishna.
Oni idu naokolo i gledaju i kupuju satove, kravate, jedu i slično i onda oh, odjednom shvate propustio sam avion. Krishna.
So it's okay, you can go to the airport and you're allowed to do some shopping. Why not? You have to, you know, there's...
I to je u redu. Kad odete na aerodrom, sigurno možete usput obaviti neku kupovinu.
But don't forget that in a half hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, you have a flight to catch.
Ali nemojte zaboraviti da za sat ili dva imate let na koji morate stići.
That's the most important thing to remember.
To je najvažnija stvar koju se treba sjećati.
That you have another destination to which you have to go.
Da imate jedno drugo odredište na koje morate otići.
So you can say there's nothing after death.
Vi možete dakle reći nema ništa nakon smrti.
Little old you can say, but what do you know?
Ako tako nešto kažete, što vi znate o tome?
Are you an expert on the science of spiritual life?
Jeste li stručnjaci za znanost o duhovnom životu?
You may know so many things about biology.
Možda možete znati toliko mnogo o biologiji.
You may know so many things about economics.
Možda možete znati toliko mnogo o ekonomiji.
You may know so many things about art.
Možete znati puno o umjetnosti.
You may even have a PhD.
Možete čak imati doktorat.
But that doesn't qualify you to know this particular subject matter.
Ali to vas ne čini kvalificiranim za ovu posebnu stvar.
And if you don't know the subject matter, you should inquire from one who does.
Ako ne znate o tome ništa, onda trebate pitati one koji znaju.
Tadvidi paripatena paripashana sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tatva darshanaha. Just try to learn these truths by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service to him. The self-realized souls can give you knowledge because they've seen the truth.
Samo pokušajte naučiti duhovnu istinu, duhovno znanje, prilazeći vjerodostojnom duhovnom učitelju koji vam može dati znanje jer je vidio istinu.
Just like any subject matter in this world, you can try to learn it yourself. That's pretty tough.
Kao i o bilo kojoj temi u ovom materijalnom svijetu, vi možete naučiti sami, ali to je prilično teško.
It's more intelligent to approach a teacher who can teach you what he knows.
Inteligentnije prići učitelju koji vas može naučiti jer on zna.
So by the Lord's arrangement, these teachers are within human society. One such teacher is our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
I zahvaljujući gospodinovom uređenju, takvi duhovni učitelji se nalaze među nama u društvu, u svijetu i takav jedan bio Srila Prabhupada.
And from him we are learning the science how to achieve the supreme destination.
I od njega učimo tu znanost koja govori o tome kako možemo dostići najviše odredište.
By balancing our material and spiritual activities, how to achieve the supreme destination by fixing our mind on God at the moment of death.
Kako možemo, uspostavljajući pravu ravnotežu između materijalnih i duhovnih djelatnosti, postići to da u trenutku smrti dostignemo duhovni život, duhovno savršenstvo.
So someone can say, well, man, I don't mind taking birth again, I've had a pretty good life.
Netko može reći, nemam ništa protiv ponovnog rađanja, ja sam prilično lijepo živio.
I mean, you Hare Krishnas are really pessimistic.
Vi Hare Krishna ste stvarno pravi pesimisti.
Talking about the material world.
Kad govorite o materijalnom svijetu.
Well, we would prefer to say we're realistic, not pessimistic.
Mi volimo reći da smo realistični, a ne pesimistični.
We're just like everybody else. We just have some different clothes and we have a different hairstyle.
Mi smo poput svih drugih, mi imamo samo drugačiju odjeću I drugačiju frizuru.
We're really pretty normal when you get to know us.
Mi smo prilično normalni kad nas upoznate.
Right? We're like everybody else. We want to be happy.
Kao I svi drugi, mi želimo biti sretni.
What's the intrinsic nature of sugar? It's sweet.
Koja je bitna odlika šećera? Da je sladak.
What's the intrinsic nature of water? It's wet.
Koja je odlika vode? Da je mokra.
What's the intrinsic nature of the soul?
Koja je bitna odlika duše?
He wants to be happy.
Želi biti sretna.
Although in this age, Kali Yuga, we have so many differences.
Iako mi u ovom dobu imamo toliko mnogo razlika.
We can disagree on anything.
Možemo se ne slagati oko bilo čega.
And everything.
I oko svega.
But here's one thing we all agree.
No, međutim, postoji jedna stvar u kojoj se svi slažemo.
We want to be happy.
Želimo biti sretni.
Only a madman would say, I don't want to be happy, I want to suffer.
Samo luđak će reći, ja ne želim biti sretan, ja želim patiti.
Right. Everybody wants to be happy.
Svatko želi biti sretan.
But our proposition is, can you be happy in this world?
Ali naše pitanje je, možemo li biti sretni u ovom svijetu?
Can you be happy? Yes.
Da.
You can be happy.
Možemo biti sretni.
But can you find perfect happiness?
Ali ne možemo naći savršenu sreću.
That's the question.
To je pitanje, ali možemo naći savršenu sreću.
And if it exists, why not try for it?
A ako ona postoji, zašto je ne bismo pokušali pronaći?
So there is a place where there's perfect happiness.
Postoji mjesto gdje postoji savršena sreća.
And perfect love.
I savršena ljubav.
Real people come from there.
Pravi ljudi dolaze odande.
Krishna appeared 5000 years ago.
Krishna se pojavio prije 5000 godina.
Buddha appeared 2500 years ago.
Buddha se pojavio prije 2500 godina.
Jesus Christ appeared 2000 years ago.
Isus Krist prije 2000 godina.
Muhammad appeared 1500 years ago.
Muhammad prije 1500.
They're real people. They come from the same place. They're saying the same thing.
I pravi ljudi dolaze sa istog mjesta I govore istu stvar.
This world is temporary, full of ignorance and suffering.
Ovo mjesto, ovaj svijet je prolazan I pun neznanja I patnje.
And that world is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
A onaj svijet je vječan, pun znanja I blaženstva.
Just because there's not water in the desert doesn't mean there's not oceans of water someplace else.
Samo zato što u pustinji ne postoji, nema vode, to ne znači da ne postoje oceani puni vode na nekom drugom mjestu.
There is a perfect world.
Postoji savršeni svijet.
You can get a little idea of what it is like by practicing this process of Krishna consciousness.
Možete dobiti neku ideju o tome kako on izgleda prakticirajući ovaj proces svjesnosti Krishne.
Take a grain of sand, or rather a drop of water from the ocean, taste it, you know what the whole ocean's like.
Na primjer, ako uzmete kapljicu vode I kušate, značete kakav okus ima cijeli ocean.
Take a grain of rice from the pot of cooking rice, you can tell what the whole pot of rice is like.
Uzmite jedno zrno riže iz cijelog lonca punog riže I značete kakav je okus riže.
Read Bhagavad Gita, you can understand what is perfect knowledge.
Pročitajte Bhagavad Gitu I značete kakvo je savršeno znanje.
Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You can experience what is unlimited happiness.
Pjevajte Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I doživjet ćete kakva je neograničena sreća.
Right? Everyone is looking for happiness.
Svatko traga za srećom.
What is material happiness? Here today, gone tomorrow.
Kakva je materijalna sreća? Danas je tu I sutra nema.
Everyone has this experience.
Svi imaju to iskustvo.
Just like Buddha.
Upravo kao Buddha.
How many of you have heard of Lord Buddha?
Koliko je vas čulo za gospodina Budu?
He was actually an avatar of Krishna.
On je bio zapravo Krishnin avatar.
Incarnation of Krishna.
Inkarnacija Krishne.
He came to teach at a particular time and circumstance.
Došao je poučavati u određenom trenutku I određenim okolnostima.
Buddha means the intelligent one.
Buddha znači onaj koji je inteligentan.
The enlightened one.
prosvjetljen.
He was born as a prince.
Bio je rođen kao princ.
He wasn't born as an ascetic like this.
Nije se rodio kao asketa.
He was born as a prince.
Rodio se kao princ.
His father was fabulously wealthy.
Njegov otac je bio basnoslovno bogat.
But his father, the king, wanted to protect him from seeing or experiencing any misery.
No međutim njegov otac ga je htio zaštititi od toga da vidi ili iskusi bilo kakvu patnju.
So before the prince was born, his father built a huge wall around the kingdom.
I prije nego što se već Buddha rodio, njegov otac je izgradio ogroman zid oko kraljevstva.
That wall was as high as the walls here.
Taj zid je bio visok poput ovih zidova ovdje.
It's a true story.
To je istinita priča.
And anyone who was suffering, the king put him outside the wall.
I tko god je patio, kralj ga je jednostavno poslao van zidova.
People who were diseased, people who were old, people who had mental problems.
Ljude koji su bili koji su bili stari ili koji su imali umne probleme. Out! Get out! Jednostavno bih otjerao van.
I don't want my son to see any suffering.
Ja ne želim da moj sin vidi tu patnju.
So the boy was born into this so-called utopian society.
I taj dječak se stoga rodio u takvom takozvanom utopijskom društvu.
And he enjoyed it.
I uživao je.
Until he was 17 years of age.
Dok nije navršio 17 godina.
Then he was taking a walk with his servant.
Onda je prošetao sa svojim slugom.
And he said to his servant, what's on the other side of the wall?
I onda pitao svog slugu, što je s druge strane ovih zidova?
So his servant, no, you don't even ask.
I njegov sluga rekao, ne, nemoj ni pitat.
So the boy said, no, I'm the prince. And you're the servant, you have to tell me.
Međutim, on mu je rekao, ne, ja sam princ, a ti si sluga, moraš mi reći.
The prince said, open the door.
Princ je rekao, otvori vrata.
So the servant, he opened the door, and they walked outside the palace.
I sluga otvorio vrata, i oni su izašli iz palače.
And the prince went, it looks just like inside the wall, why have my father wouldn't let me come out here?
I princ je to rekao kad su izašli, pa ovdje se izgleda upravo isto kao i unutar zidna. Zašto me otac nije puštao van?
What's the big deal?
U čemu je stvar?
They started walking.
Oni su počeli hodati, šetati.
Now in India, the women, they give natural childbirth.
U Indiji žene rađaju na prirodan način.
It's considered more healthy and natural to give birth under a tree, in the forest, or in the paddy.
Smatra se vrlo zdravim roditi dijete ispod drveta ili u šumi ili slično na livadi.
They're trained like that. They have ladies' help.
Naravno, one su tako vježbane, imaju pomoć.
But there's no anesthesia. No painkillers.
Ali tamo nema anestezije i nekakvih ublaživača boli i slično.
Well, I don't know, ladies. I never had to go through this, but maybe some of you had. I heard it's a very painful experience.
Ja osobno ne znam, ja nisam prošao kroz to, ali možda neke od vas ovdje su prošle to. Ali čuo sam da je to vrlo, vrlo bolno.
So one mother was giving birth to her child.
I jedna majka je rađala dijete.
She was crying in pain.
Ona je vikala od boli.
And the prince saw this.
I princ je to vidio.
What is this? And the servant said, my lord, this is birth.
I on je pitao, šta je ovo? A njegov sluga je odgovorio, to je, moj dragi prince, rođenje.
This is the first reality of material life.
To je prva realnost materijalnog života.
Which no one can avoid. No one can avoid this.
Nitko to ne može izbjeći.
How many of you have experienced birth?
Koliko je vas proživjelo rođenje?
Right? Well, I'm just asking because my father used to tell me when I was 5 years old that the stork, the big bird, used to bring the baby in a little cloth and drop him down a chimney. So I'm just
Pitam vas zato što mi je otac znao pričati kad sam imao 5 godina da roda nosi dijete, da oko kljuna ima zavežljaj i on na kljunu nosi zavežljaj i onda dođe i ostavi dijete.
So were any of you lucky enough to take birth like that?
Je li netko od vas bio tako sretan da se rodio na takav način?
Nobody is raising their hand.
Nitko ne diže ruku.
Right. So we have all experienced the first reality.
Dakle, mi smo svi proživjeli prvu realnost.
We have a saying in English.
Mi imamo na engleskom jednu izreku.
The first impression is the most important.
Da je prvi utisak, prvi dojam najvažniji.
Right? You have something like that in Croatian?
Imate li nešto tako slično na hrvatskom?
The first impression of someone, the first impression of something, the first impression of some place, it's a good clue to what that thing's really like.
Prvi dojam koji steknemo o nekome, o nečemu, o nekom mjestu, daje nam prilično dobar uvid u cijelu stvar.
So, what is our first impression of this material life?
I koji je naš prvi dojam o ovom materijalnom svijetu?
You tell me.
Vi mi recite.
I also went through the same thing.
Ja sam isto prošao kroz...
Doctor takes you out, you can't breathe, lungs are not working.
Doktor vas izvlači van, ne možete disati, vaša pluća ne djeluju.
There's no air in the womb of your mother.
U maternici vaše majke nema zraka.
Airtight, perfect airtight package.
To je savršeno zatvorena vreća.
God is so intelligent. Airtight, no need to breathe, just umbilical cord, giving all the nutrition.
Bog je tako inteligentan, tako uredio, tu nema potrebe za disanjem, tu postoji pupčana vrpca.
Right. So doctor takes your two little feet.
I tako vas doktor izvadi za vaše dvije male noge, vaše
dvije. Turns you upside down.
Okrene vas na glavačke.
And well, welcome to the material world.
Dobrodošao u materijalni svijet.
This is your first impression.
To je vaš prvi dojam.
But we get distracted. We get distracted.
No međutim, mi kasnije zastranimo.
So then, the prince was walking a little further.
I princ je kasnije odšetao dalje.
He came across a person who was suffering from leprosy.
Došao je do osobe koja je bolovala od gube.
Now in the last 30 years I've been to India, well, almost every year, and I've seen many cases of leprosy.
I u posljednjih 20 godina koliko sam išao u Indiju, išao sam puno puta, vidio sam jako, jako puno slučajeva gube.
It's terrible disease.
To je užasna bolest.
Fingers fall off, nose falls off, ears fall off, toes fall off. Oh.
Otpadaju vam prsti, otpadaju nosevi, uši, otpadaju vam otpada nos, otpadaju uši, otpadaju prsti na nogama.
So the prince, he said, what is this?
I princ je to vidio i rekao, što je ovo?
And his servant said, my lord, this is disease. It is the second reality of material existence.
A sluga je rekao, to je bolest, moj dragi prinče, to je druga realnost materijalnog svijeta.
How many of you have had a serious illness in your lifetime? Or a serious accident?
Koliko je vas bilo ozbiljno bolesno u ovom životu ili imalo neku ozbiljnu nesreću?
Raise your hands.
Podignite ruke.
Okay, at least 50% and the other ones are too shy to raise their hand.
Barem 50%, a drugi su uglavnom previše sramežljivi da bi digli ruke.
I also used to think like that. I haven't had a serious disease, I haven't had a serious accident.
Ja sam isto tako običavao misliti. Ja nisam imao ozbiljnih bolesti, nisam imao ozbiljnih nesreća.
And then last year I was walking down the road, a big truck hit me from behind, threw me 20 meters down the road, it landed on my head.
I onda prošle godine dok sam hodao po cesti, veliki kamion je naletio na mene, udario me i 20 metara sam odletio.
I still can't remember my name. What's my name?
Još uvijek se ne sjećam svog imena. Kako se zovem? Indradium nazvam.
We're all thinking, it doesn't happen to me.
Mislimo, to se meni neće dogoditi.
One of my friends is a very famous doctor in France.
Jedan od mojih prijatelja je vrlo slavni doktor.
He works in the emergency ward.
On radi u hitnoj službi.
So he said, you know what, Maharaj? Everybody says the same thing when they come in here.
Maharaj, oni svi kažu istu stvar kada dođu ovamo.
I said, what is that they all say? They all say the same thing? What is it?
Ja sam ga pitao, što to kažu svi isto?
I never thought this would happen to me.
Svi kažu, nisam nikad mislio da će se to meni dogoditi.
I just thought it happened to people in newspapers and on television.
Mislio sam da se to zbiva samo ljudima na televiziji i u novinama.
Right. So Buddha, the prince was became very grave actually. Why? Everybody, something happens? Servant said, yes.
I prince jako uozbilja i pitao je to se svima zbiva, a sluga je rekao da.
They walked a little further.
Onda su otišli malo dalje.
They came across an old man.
I došli su do starca.
One of our gurus, he said, one of our ancient gurus, he said, upon the arrival of old age, material happiness becomes impossible.
Jedan od naših starih duhovnih učitelja je rekao, sa dolaskom starosti sreća postaje nemoguća.
Now, how many of you are old?
Koliko je vas ovdje starih?
We're not going to get many hands now.
Sad nećemo dobiti u zraku puno ruku.
This year I'm going to be 50, and they say in India, old age begins at 50.
Sad sljedeće godine ja ću imati navršiti 50. Starost počinje sa 50.
Right. And I can tell you things don't work like they used to work.
Ja vam mogu reći, stvari više ne funkcioniraju kao što su funkcionirale prije.
Things just don't work like they used to. So, as old age comes, the body begins to break down.
I kako dolazi starost, tijelo postaje istrošeno, počinje se.
This man was walking with arthritis.
I možete vidjeti čovjeka tako kako hoda, taj čovjek je hodao tako sa štapom, stenjao.
The prince said, why is this? He's not standing straight and the water is coming from his eyes, strange words, what?
I taj princ je gledao, zašto taj čovjek ne stoji tako uspravno, nego tako nakrivljeno i zašto neka voda teče iz njegovih očiju, u čemu je stvar?
So servant said, third reality, my lord.
I sluga rekao, to je treća realnost, moj gospodar.
Everyone has to go old.
Svatko mora ostariti.
If you're lucky enough to make it that far.
Ako smo sretni da do toga uopće dođemo.
So then,
da to doživimo.
In front of their eyes, the old man died.
I pred njegovim očima taj starac je umro.
And the prince said, why? He's not moving, he's not talking. I want to ask him a question.
I princ je rekao, što se zbiva? On se ne kreće, ne govori. Htio sam ga pitati neko pitanje.
Servant said, sorry, he's gone, he left his body, soul left that body.
Sluga je rekao, žao mi je, on je napustio ovo tijelo, njegova duša je napustila tijelo.
So at that time the prince said, well, that's not exactly what my dad told me.
I u tom trenutku princ je rekao, to baš i nije ono što mi je moj otac pričao.
He said that this is the nature of the world, it's duality. Black, white, heat, cold, happiness, distress, that's not for me.
Ako je to realnost ovog svijeta, ova dualnost, crno i bijelo, toplo i hladno, sreća i nesreća, to nije ono što sam
htio. He turned to his servant and he said, is there an alternative to this?
On se okrenuo svom slugi i pitao ga, postoji li nekakva alternativa, neko rješenje?
Is there an alternative?
Postoji li?
Servant said, yes, there's the spiritual world.
Sluga rekao, da, postoji duhovni svijet.
You know what the prince did?
Znate što je učinio princ?
He took off his royal sword, his dagger, his belt, his silk cloth, his turban, his jewels.
Princ je skinuo svoj kraljevski mač, svoj pojas, svoj turban, svoj nakit, svoju svilenu odjeću.
He went and sat under a tree.
On je sjeo pod drvo.
And began meditating on God.
I počeo je meditirati na Boga.
30 years later, he became enlightened.
nakon 30 godina postaje prosvjetljen.
And like any saintly person, he began to share his knowledge with others.
I kao i svaka druga sveta osoba počeo je dijeliti svoje znanje sa drugima.
This is the difference between a materialistic person and a saintly person. A materialistic person tries to keep for himself what he has. A saintly person, he shares his spiritual realizations with others.
To je razlika između materialističke i duhovne osobe. Materialistička osoba želi za sebe zadržati ono što posjeduje, dok duhovna osoba dijeli sa drugima, dijeli svoje znanje.
So he proposed a particular type of meditation which was very austere and very disciplined.
I on je preporučao posebnu vrstu meditacije koja je vrlo teška, vrlo stroga.
And that may have been practical for people at that time.
I to baš i nije jako praktično za ljude danas.
But now times have changed.
No, međutim, vremena su se danas promijenila.
We're much more materialistic.
Mi smo puno više materialisti.
We're much more entangled in karmic activities.
Puno smo više zapleteni u karmičke aktivnosti.
So such type of yoga and meditation is quite impractical for us.
I takva vrsta joge i meditacije je vrlo nepraktična za nas.
If anyone in this room can get the message, it would be very difficult to go to a tree outside and sit for 30 years.
Ako bilo ko od vas shvaća poruku, bilo bi vrlo teško otići van, sjesti pod drvo i meditirati 30 godina.
Understanding this principle, the Lord has delivered another process with the people of this age.
Shvaćajući to, Gospodin je preporučio drugu vrstu procesa za ljude ovoga doba.
For those who are Buddha, those who are intelligent.
Za one koji su Buddha, koji su inteligentni.
He has delivered something very practical for all of us.
On je dao nešto vrlo praktično za sve nas.
Harinam, harinam, harinama eva kevalam. Gulu nasteva, 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 nasteva. Gatir anyatad. In this materialistic age in which we live, this age of quarrel and hypocrisy.
Ovo materialističko doba u kojem živimo je doba svađe i licemjerja.
The most effective and the most sublime process of self-realization.
U tom dobu najdjelotvornije i najuzvišenije, zapravo najdjelotvorniji i najuzvišeniji proces samospoznaje
is to chant the names of God.
Je pjevanje svetih imena Boga.
Particularly his intimate names.
Posebno njegovih intimnih imena.
If you say someone, hey sir, come here.
Ako nekome kažete, hej gospodine, dođite ovamo.
It's not as effective if you say, hey, Navadvip, come on, ask you something.
To nije tako djelotvorno kao ako kažete, hej Navadvip, dođi ovamo.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
God has unlimited names.
Bog ima neograničeno mnogo imena.
You may address him in any name that you know him by.
Možete ga osloviti sa bilo kojim imenom koje poznajete.
Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. God is great. And Muhammad is his prophet.
Bog je velik.
Allah Akbar, alhamdulillah. Or you can say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can go like that.
Ili možete reći hallelujah.
Or you can call Jehovah, Adonai. So many names.
Ili možete zazivati Jehovu ili Adonaja.
But these are secondary names. That meaning they're depicting relationships to this material creation.
No, to su njegova sekundarna imena i ona se odnose na njegov odnos sa ovim materijalnim svijetom.
Right, as the creator.
Kao stvaraoca.
As the maintainer.
Kao održavatelja.
As the all-powerful destroyer.
Kao svemogućeg uništavatelja.
But that's like saying to someone, dear sir.
Ali to je kao da nekome kažete, dragi gospodine.
We prefer to address God as he's known amongst his friends and his lovers.
Mi običavamo oslovljavati gospodina imenom po kojem je poznat među onima koji ga vole, među njegovim prijateljima.
Description is given in Vedic literature. The Lord lives in the spiritual world. His loving relationship with his devotees, they call him Krishna.
U vedskim spisima je opisano da u duhovnom svijetu gdje je gospodin okružen sa svojim voljenim baktama, da ga oni tamo nazivaju Krishna.
So if you chant these names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you address him like this, one day you will awaken your intimate, loving relationship with Krishna.
I ako oslovljavate gospodina na takav način, jednog dana ćete ući u taj intimni odnos sa gospodinom Krishna.
If you practice chanting every day,
ako prakticirate pjevanje svaki dan,
it doesn't matter who you are, or what you do, or where you live.
Nije važno tko ste ili što činite ili gdje živite.
You don't have to be an ascetic monk like me.
Ne morate biti asketa, monah.
No, you can be a family man with children and job, you can be student.
Možete biti obiteljski čovjek sa obitelji i poslom, možete biti student.
But invest in the future.
Ali ulažite u svoju budućnost.
Sit down with your with these beads, these japa beads.
Sjednite sa ovom brojanicom.
Right? Sacred wood from India.
Svete i tu su svete, to je od svetog drveta iz Indije.
And just take half hour, an hour and chant very softly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It doesn't take much.
I'm sorry, we just have one urgent announcement. Jedna hitna obavijest. Ja bih zamolio osobu koja ima automobil registracije ZG 695JZ da ga hitno maknete. Odmah ga morate maknuti jer očigledno postoji problem.
It doesn't take much. You just invest a little time every day.
Dakle, to ne zahtjeva jako puno, treba samo malo vremena svaki dan.
Prabhupada said that if you take one step towards Krishna, he'll take a thousand steps towards you.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao, ako napravite jedan korak prema Krishni, on će napraviti tisuću prema vama.
And at that, when that time comes, when we inevitably have to leave this world, if we can remember this one song, Hare Krishna, it's guaranteed will be transferred to that world which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
I to je posebno značajno u trenutku smrti. Ako se možemo u trenutku smrti sjetiti samo te jedne pjesme Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, onda ćemo biti prenešeni u taj vječni duhovni svijet, pun znanja i pun blaženstva.
So our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, in his lectures, he used to tell us, chant Hare Krishna and your life will be sublime.
I Srila Prabhupada, naš duhovni učitelj, nam je znao govoriti u svojim predavanjima da pjevamo Hare Krishna i da će naš život biti uzvišen.
What a wonderful spiritual tradition.
Mi imamo divnu duhovnu tradiciju.
Chanting,
pjevanje,
dancing,
plesanje,
a half hour of philosophy,
pola sata filozofije,
more kirtan,
onda je tu kirtan, još pjevanje i plesanje.
Then, when you're a little hungry, take some purified food offered to Krishna
i back home back to Godhead. Gladni, onda uzmemo nešto pročišćene hrane koje je ponuđeno Krishni i na taj način na kraju života idemo nazad kući k Bogu.
Those who are coming for the first time, try it.
Oni koji dolaze prvi puta, pokušajte.
You've got nothing to lose, everything to gain.
Nemate što izgubiti, a imate sve za dobiti.
Those who are doing it a little bit, keep oni, doing it, try to increase a little bit more.
Oni koji to čine pomalo, nastavite i pokušajte još malo povećati.
Those who are chanting 16 rounds a day and following all the principles, may God bless you.
Oni koji pjevaju 16 krugova na dan i slijede 4 regulativna principa, neka vas Bog blagoslovi.
So once again I would like to thank all of you for coming to our program.
Još jednom bih se htio zahvaliti svima vama koji ste došli ovdje na program.
It's always a great pleasure to speak to an audience who listens.
Uvijek je veliko zadovoljstvo govoriti publici koja sluša.
I do hope that you've learned something this evening.
Nadam se da ste nešto večeras naučili.
If you'd like to learn more, please, if you don't already have, take a copy of Bhagavad Gita home with you and study this great science of self-realization.
Ako želite naučiti još više, ako nemate ovu knjigu Bhagavad Gita, uzmite jednu kopiju Bhagavad Gita i ponesite kući i naučite još puno o ovoj znanosti, o samospoznaji.
So once again, thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Još jednom puno hvala, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to do what we like to do best.
I sad ćemo raditi ono što vi volite raditi, najviše volite raditi.
And that's chant Hare Krishna.
A to je pjevati Hare Krishna, ono što mi volimo.
And after chanting we're going to distribute some prasadam.
A nakon pjevanja ćemo podijeliti nešto prasadama.
So please don't go, if stay for the kirtan and the prasadam.
I dakle nemojte otići, ostanite na kirtanu i ostanite na prasadam.
And I'd like to teach all of you who don't know the song.
I želio bih poučiti sve one koji ne znaju.
And those of you who already know the song, you will benefit again by singing it, no doubt.